Proclamation number 5095 of 29th of March, 1951. Preaching the Gospel. Listener, do. Doctrine of Love. Proclaim my gospel to people, and if they accept it, all adversity will be remedied. However, they must not only be listeners but also doers of my word if it is to take effect on them and help them achieve peace of mind. But to be doers of my word means to live in love, to carry out works of unselfish neighborly love, to overcome selfish love and thus change your nature so that it becomes pure love, as it was in the beginning. Thus you lack love if you are in spiritual and earthly adversity, for then I will let the latter come over you myself so that you will look within yourselves and also recognize your spiritual adversity. And thus proclaiming my gospel means conveying my teaching of love to fellow human beings and pointing out to them how extremely important a life of love is as long as the human being lives on earth. You will achieve everything with it, knowledge and strength already on earth and one day an eternal life and beatitude. My teaching of love is indeed known amongst people, but it is not or only rarely followed. And therefore its effects cannot be recognized either, and the soul is in greatest distress because it sinks into the night of death when the human being ends his earthly life. As long as the human being lives, life after death does not cause him any concern. Nevertheless, he must already prepare himself on earth if he wants to awaken to eternal life, for earthly life was given to him for this purpose. Without love, however, his soul is already dead on earth. It lacks light, and the constant darkness is equal to lack of knowledge. But light, i.e., knowledge about the eternal truth, comes forth from love. So how are people supposed to receive truth or recognize it as truth if they lack all ability to do so because they live without love? Therefore teach them first that they should practice love, teach them that they must fulfill my commandments, teach them that they can only become blissfully happy through love, that only love opens up the knowledge of truth to them, and that they can never come to me if they don't shape themselves into love. Teach them that it is about the salvation of the souls and not about the well-being of the body, and that only love helps the soul to ascend. Then you will be active on my behalf as proclaimers of truth, and you will then work in a redeeming way if you yourselves exemplify a life of love to them and they can experience the truth of the divine teaching of love and its effect in you. You are unlimitedly empowered to introduce your fellow human beings to the knowledge which has its origin in me, yet their capacity for this knowledge entirely depends on their way of life, for only love gives brightness of spirit. Thus only a loving person will have the understanding for the wisdom from above, which is why you should preach love to them first in order to then also be able to introduce them to higher wisdom, so that they will emerge from the state of ignorance into knowledge which will make them happy and let them strive for ever deeper knowledge. Love is the key to wisdom. Wisdom is light that makes blessed. This is why the human being can only attain beatitude through love, whereas a life without love is a state of spiritual hardship which the soul only becomes aware of when it has to leave the earthly shell. Carry my gospel out into the world. Spread my teaching of love and exhort people to practice unselfish neighborly love. Then you will contribute immeasurably to the salvation of erring souls. Then you will be my true disciples who are active on my behalf on earth in the last time before the end. Amen.